Scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through town. A man named Zacchaeus, a ruler among tax collectors, was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he couldn't because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed up a sycamore tree so that he could see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When Jesus came to that spot, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down at once. I must stay at your home today." So Zacchaeus came down at once, happy to welcome Jesus. Everyone who saw this grumbled, saying, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anyone, I repay them four times as much." Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this household, because he too is a son of Abraham, the human one who came to seek and save the lost." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. God, we thank you for your word that has been read and heard this morning. May the words that I speak be your words for your people. May they fill us with grace and joy and peace, and draw us closer to you and to one another. Amen. Recently I heard in the news, and I was kind of surprised by it, but also absolutely amazed, that Kanye West, who is a rapper, very popular singer, has been converted to Christianity, that he's been saved by grace. And I don't know if you are familiar with Kanye West. It's not really my type of music, but his songs, he's known for, right, are Gold Digger, different songs such as Power. That's another name of one of his titles. His music, a lot of it focused on, of course, power and money and sex and not very good messages, right? And he was very famous for his talents. He's very talented. And so the news media actually showed him singing in churches, and what he has been doing is he's just been on his tour, showing up on Sunday mornings to random churches, and he does their worship for them. And he even recently came out with a Christian CD, which is called Jesus is Lord. And he has now made the commitment that he will no longer sing anything except for Christian or gospel music. Still in his Kanye West style, but just the words are wholesome and all about Christ and being saved. And I absolutely love the story, because oftentimes in the news, right, we get very pessimistic stories of horrible things going on. And here's a story of God's amazing grace. And at first when I heard it, I was kind of surprised. I was thrown back and like, Kanye West, what is this a real story? But the more I thought about it, why was I surprised? Isn't that what we come to church to celebrate, the grace of God? That God's grace can reach out to any person? That's the amazing story we as Christians believe in and are filled with joy? So it shouldn't be a sense of surprise. It should be a sense of great joy. I should hear the story and be like, wow. Great. Again, God's power and grace has been shown in the world through the redemption and blood of Jesus Christ. And I can't help but think of that story when I think of this story here of Zacchaeus. We have Zacchaeus, who was a tax collector, but not only was he a tax collector, he was actually the head tax collector. So he was very well off, very rich, and he was the one in which the other tax collectors would go to. He was not liked. Because, of course, tax collectors weren't like, they were taking money more than they were supposed to and pocketing it themselves. And then not only that, of course, being the head tax collector, he tells all the other tax collectors what to do. He was considered a person that nobody wanted to be around, a great sinner. People thought he had fallen so far that it was almost hopeless. And then when he sees or hears that Jesus is coming to town, what does he do? He climbs into a tree so that he can see Jesus. And Jesus' response was even more surprising to the crowd. The crowd is like, Jesus tells him, you know, come down from there, I'm going to your house. And they're thinking, like I thought with Kanye West, what? What is Jesus doing? Does he not know who this Zacchaeus is? Does he not know about all of the corruption that he's a part of, that he's a sinner? Why would Jesus go to Zacchaeus' house? And there's a very important phrase in this passage that we often overlook. And it says that Jesus responds with, "Even Zacchaeus is a son of Abraham." meaning that Zacchaeus is a child of God and that Jesus came to seek those who were lost and to save them. So the crowd, they're the ones saying, you know, he's too far gone. Why would you hang out with Zacchaeus? But Jesus says, even he is a child of God. He's the son of Abraham. No child is too far gone that grace cannot abound and come upon their life and redeem them. And that's very similar to the story of Kanye West, who is now, not only has he been saved and says, you know, that he's been converted, that he's now a Christian and he's changing, but he changes his life to reflect that. He has made the commitment. His music is going to be reflection of that love that he is now confessing upon his heart of Jesus Christ. And I don't know if any of you have heard his New Recent City. I decided for part of my research, of course, to listen to it. And it is that. It's very, it's Kanye West style, of course, which you would think it would be. But it's very much, the words are his salvation story. He talks about he was once a sinner, and now he's been saved by grace. And now he reads the Bible, and he's learning to grow and to know more about God and his Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's very positive and very much a message of the story of Zacchaeus' life. Because Zacchaeus was so curious that he climbs the tree to reach out to Jesus. And how does he respond after Jesus tells him he's coming to his house? His response is, I will give half of everything I have to the poor, and I will give four times as much to those that I have wronged back to them. He doesn't have to be told by Jesus to do this. He willingly says this. His heart has been completely changed by meeting this Jesus, that grace has changed his life in reflection. And he acknowledges that. He says, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do these things because of the grace of Jesus that has filled him up in his heart. As we think of this story this morning, we also, in a few minutes, are going to gather together for communion. And it's a wonderful example of grace that I find myself questioning all the time. Why, as Christians, are we shocked by God's grace? We see these things like, how could a person love that one when they did so many things? And yet, the phrase that Jesus says, they are too a child of God, it shouldn't surprise us. In fact, now, I think of the story of Kanye West, and I have great joy. I'm like, wow, great, isn't that God's love? Isn't that amazing? I mean, just, I don't understand how none of you are full of joy right now, because the grace of God is that amazing, right? That God's grace can abound in the world, and we see it in reflections of the changing of people's lives. People who would be so surprised. I was like, Kanye West, how is that possible? But it is because of the grace of God. And it just gives us joy knowing that God works that much in our lives. And if God works that much in the lives of people that are popular, that are spend their life focused on money and wealth, how much more does God also spend his grace loving each one of you, loving me for the things that we have done wrong? When we have turned away from God, when we have done horrible things that are not loving or not loved our enemy. Jesus says the same thing he says to Zacchaeus. He says, you are a child of God. You are just as important. I came to seek the lost and to find them and to save them. That's the joy of this passage. We overlook the fact that Zacchaeus may have, to everybody else, looked like a sinner. But to Jesus, he was another human created by God and dearly loved. When we gather together for communion here in the United Methodist Church, right, we believe in an open communion. Every single person is welcome to come forward of every age. In fact, I was actually telling Patrick the other day, as soon as Carson can eat bread, he's coming up for communion. That's doesn't matter his age. As soon as he can eat bread, to start even at the youngest age possible, because communion is a huge important part of our faith, and communion is a response of that grace and love of Jesus Christ. John Wesley believed it was a means of grace, meaning even if you do not know who Jesus is, if you come up and you receive the communion, the bread and the wine, which represents the body and blood of Christ, that it is the Spirit of God who works in our hearts who gives us grace. And that's what's even more important to the story, is God's grace should not surprise us, because God is the one who gives grace to all of us. It is not us to decide who is in and who is out. Right, that is God, God's love. And recently, of course, in the news, there's a big issue about communion being refused to Joe Biden. The priest refused to give him communion. And that is done in traditions in that if you're not of that denomination or that faith, or if you haven't gone to confession, that's been in the history of the church for a while. And there is scripture to back that. There's scripture that says you should come to the table of Christ with forgiven, confessing of your sins. And that's one of the reasons I put actually a prayer of confession before communion, if you haven't noticed that, is that way you can confess and come and be in the presence of God with a heart open and ready to receive. On the other side of that, because communion is freely given to us, it is the grace of God, who are we to put conditions on that? Who are we to determine whether somebody has been saved, whether somebody has confessed or not? In fact, that's why we say, come. Come and receive the grace of God, because it is not about us. It's not about me, Ed, giving you the bread and the wine, or Vicky giving you the bread and the wine. It's about God and God's grace and the Holy Spirit pouring out. That's what I pray, that the Holy Spirit pours out upon the bread and the wine. So we gather together at the table because we acknowledge that all of us are children of God. We all deserve grace. We all are loved by Jesus, and that nobody should be excluded from that, nor should we as humans determine who's excluded from that. And that's what Jesus does to this in this passage of Zacchaeus. He says Zacchaeus is also a son of Abraham. He's going to Zacchaeus' house. He's hanging out with a sinner because Zacchaeus is just as worthy of Jesus spending time with him as anybody else. And that's the good news in this story, because there are times when we might feel we've done something so bad that Jesus would not want to hang out with us. And Jesus says, well, I died just for that reason, to hang out with you so that you would have grace, that you would have hope, that you would have love. That just like Kanye West, who spent the majority of his life singing songs that were not loving or kind and all about power and wealth, changed his heart around because he understood now there's a difference. When you receive the grace of God, it empowers you to share that with those around you, to acknowledge that God's grace is given to all people, and that once we are filled with that Spirit, it pours out and should reflect in our lives. Zacchaeus got that. Not only did he get the Spirit and love of God, it poured out from him and reflected in his response, Jesus, I will give half of my wealth to the poor, and I will give four times as much back to those who I have. The grace filled his heart, and he responded by pouring it out among those around him. That is the joy this morning that we celebrate. And I can't help again but smile when I think of that grace. A grace that can change our hearts, that turns our lives around, that causes us to share that love with one another, and welcomes all to a table to celebrate in communion, to celebrate that grace. What a joy it is that we together gather each week and say that all are welcomed in God's house, that all are dearly children of God. And just like Zacchaeus, we all need the grace and love of God to fill us and to refill us back up so that we too can move and share that grace with one another. Let us pray. God, each day it's a struggle. It's a struggle to love one another. It's a struggle sometimes to even know that we are loved. When we feel lonely or we feel as if we have fallen too far from your grace, we hear your words this morning that remind us that's not the case, that your grace is yours to give, and you give it to all of your people, that we are all children of God. And we thank you for that. Help us to remember that each day. Help us to not be shocked when others come to that grace, but instead be filled of joy that we see your work in this world and we see your grace and presence abound around us each and every day.